Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Illusionoid. I'll tell you the style. It's funny. It's a funny style. Parlor horror. Okay. All right. So whatever that means to you, but for this we need a nautical rank.
Admiral.
Okay.
Admiral.
All right. And your favorite or least favorite kind of vegetable?
Zucchini.
All right. So this is the island of Admiral Zucchini. All right. And now, tonight's transmission.
No, I'm collecting moon rocks. Did you know that if you're in desperate need for... Oh, I'm back. If you're in desperate need for a hobby, and you're in the middle of a moon base, and the universe has otherwise expired, may I recommend digging through the dirt and assembling any rock you can find? Suck it. You know, I've been in the moon base a long time. Alone. This is my Wilson moment. Castaway. In your future! Plans will be afoot to control you. You as a people. But who will be the one controlling? And where from? And what will be growing in his garden?
Oh, God, I can't believe we... Shipwrecked. We made it, honey. We made it.
Of course we made it. I can see from here.
Thank you for bringing me to shore.
It was. You were a dead weight, and I carried you like I've always carried you.
You're very strong and a good swimmer, and I'm neither of those things.
Enough with your failings.
Okay.
Let's make something of this.
Well, I don't really have any beach hut skills or anything.
I know. I said, enough. All right, we'll use these palm trees here to create a shelter.
Okay.
How much rope do you have still around your waist?
Well, I kind of lost the rope in the...
Good Lord, man!
...ocean.
Is our wedding that much of a farce? No rope.
Ow.
Well,
you did not need to slap me.
Oh, I think I did.
Just because I lost our wedding rope?
Haha, wedding rope. More like chain for a ball. You're the ball. You're the dead weight. And that rope was... That was the chain. Last...
But you must love something about me. Saved my life.
Sure, just because I'm not a murderer doesn't mean I... Enough of this.
Greetings.
Oh, someone to help us, finally.
I didn't know there was anyone else on this island. Hello?
Quick, wind has come up. A gale.
I apologize for the gale. It's gale season.
Oh, hello, gale. Oh, sorry, it's gale season.
My name is
Your
Muto.
Your name's Gale. Sorry, what?
My name is Muto.
Hello, Gale Muto.
No, just Muto.
Muto Gale.
Muto.
Gale Mute?
I think he said Muto.
Oh, just Muto. That's very exotic.
Your honeymooners lost at sea.
How does he know?
Because it's obvious. Look at you.
Well, I have the t-shirt on. It says just married.
And you kept that lay. Woof.
You've crashed upon the shore and wish to get off the island and back to your vacation.
Of course we do.
We need some shelter for the night.
Follow me if you will.
Oh. Muto, might I ask you a few questions?
You may.
What happened to your feet?
My feet were pulverized. Pulverized in a vice. I was tightening things, and my feet got a little too close to the vice. This is getting a little personal.
Don't ask Muto any more questions.
I can ask Muto questions before we follow him blindly into the bush.
We're halfway into the bush already. We were talking while walking.
Please just listen to my voice as we head into the bush. I know you can't see me since I... as I pull my way across the ground.
I can't see you, all I can hear is the sad muto sounds of your death feet slinking across these needles.
You don't have to be like that. I know it's your honeymoon.
You're so mean to strangers.
It's just that I almost drowned.
Just because it's your honeymoon doesn't mean you can speak like that to people.
Should I not be here for this?
Oh, if only that could be true.
It's getting, there's a bit of a Kurt Russell Goldie Hawn vibe happening right now.
I feel like a third wheel with my own wife.
You're not a third wheel, dear. All right, Muto, take us to wherever you have to take us. I assume you have some kind of communication device.
No, I do not. Thank you very much. Oh. Follow me to the manor.
To the what?
There's a manor?
It's a house.
Oh, I see.
Oh, just a nice house.
Oh, there it is. Oh, my God. It's so foreboding.
Wow. Gale, great house. Sorry, Muto. Great house.
It is not mine. It is the Admiral's.
The Ed?
An Admiral. Here. Oh, perfect. He must have a boat and get off. Come on.
Sounds like he would.
Stop pushing it! Stop! Stop pushing it!
I did. I only pushed it the one time.
Is that why your finger just kept going in and out of that little...
It's a deep bell.
All right.
It's a bit of a deep bell.
I did.
I just said, stop! I just said!
It must have triggered on
please.
The way back out of the hole.
Lord, stop!
Ring the Admiral once? Shame on you. Ring the Admiral twice? It must be important. Hi, it's me, the Admiral.
Oh, well, Admiral, I'm sorry, just Admiral?
Yes, Admiral Zucchini.
Admiral Zucchini, wait a second.
It's a quirky name. I'm Greek as the day is long. Hey.
I think I read about you once, didn't I?
Yes, you may have in your... history textbooks, or perhaps you heard of me in horror stories, Muto.
Yes, Admiral.
You come bearing fruits.
Yes, Admiral, I was picking berries in the vines.
I was referring to the... anyways.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry, we didn't introduce ourselves, rather than you referring to us as fruit. I'm Barry, and this is Gwendolyn.
Barry, fitting for the previous metaphor.
Yes,
what
yes.
Plump calves you both have.
Oh, we did a lot of well,
we both
have
taken up cycling, and I've tried to get into my spin class.
And I think it's awful.
Newly married, are you? Suckling on sweet Prosecco.
How
fattening yourselves up like delicious mangoes.
Admiral, I will retreat to the quarters and... put these berries into a blender and serve up some protein for her protein shakes.
Hey, I dig that.
Admiral, might we ask you simply, sorry, bye, Muto.
I'll just drag myself away.
Looking good, Muto.
Oh, God, Muto. How do they still leave?
Some would leave Muto behind due to his tragically flattened feet. Not me, the Admiral's a kind man. Especially to those of us who've been crippled by society and full-on equipment.
So, can we stay here tonight?
Oh, please.
Oh, you can stay tonight.
We don't want to impose.
And the next night.
No, really like the
and
night.
The following night.
Hey, 3 days! We have a honeymoon, Gloria! Honeymoon!
Well, you always do this.
Why don't
what's
you
the breakfast
stay?
Package? Tell us what the breakfast package is.
Forever.
No, I think we just stated we'd like the 3-day breakfast package.
I'll see what I can do.
Hello, young man. Are you to take our bags to our room?
Yes, I'm going to take your bags to your room. Just this way, please.
Hey, I noticed this. You know how Muto had such weird feet?
Right.
His don't seem to be touching the ground.
He does seem to have a strange aura around him. I can't explain it.
Excuse me, young man. Bellboy, what's your name?
Keith.
I don't know how to ask this question. It's an odd question, and I don't know if I've ever asked this question. How come you're floating?
Don't say floating,
sorry.
Dear.
How come your feet don't touch the ground?
Right.
Oh, boy, I hope you're not a real question asker.
I just asked two.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I'll answer this one, but you gotta lay off the questions, all right? He doesn't like it too much.
Who? Muto?
That's a question. I'm sorry.
Right, Keith, relax, please.
Relax? Yes. Tell me to relax.
Yes, I just did.
Okay.
Look at you.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll do my best. Trust me.
All
okay,
right.
Here's your room. Okay, there's the bed. Just put yourself in the corner here. And grandfather clock, tell me what time it is.
Thank you.
Don't go leaning on it in any weird ways. Nor should you lean on this bookshelf and the story of mice and men. Don't pull that book off the shelf. Wink, wink. Gotta go!
Wait, did you give him a tip?
Keith?
Yeah.
What do we tip a ghost?
Ghost!
Sorry, I don't mean to. A dead person that floats?
Are you an undead?
Alright, that then is the last question I will answer. $5 if you like the service, $10 if you think it's great service.
Also, $7.
Oh, honey.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Keith.
You're welcome.
Keith. Eyes of an angel, that one.
So weird, though.
Welcome to the room.
Oh,
we have our own room steward, honey.
Ding dong. Ding dong.
I think that's the clock.
Ding dong.
I'm talking to you,
ding dong.
It's a real grandfather made into a clock.
That's right. Get on up over here and give Granddad a kiss.
Barry, do not kiss that clock.
Kiss me on the face.
Barry, I just...
Kiss me on my clock face.
I think it's traditional.
You see my long hand?
Wait, the clock is moving.
Of course the clock is moving, Barry. No one wants those sloppy lips.
There's a passageway behind this clock.
That's right. There's a passageway behind this clock. It goes down, 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 down. You want to come down, down with Grandpa?
I said, don't get closer to the clock.
Sorry.
Didn't I say it? And now look where we are.
Grab my hands.
Sexually threatened by an inanimate object once again.
Who you calling inanimate?
I think me.
Oh. Good.
Welcome to the honeymoon from hell, Grandfather Clock.
Because you wind me up, I'll do a lot of things.
Oh, great. More puns.
You're being hit on by a clock, and you were hit on by Muto early, I think.
My dial glows in the dark.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Ow!
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Said, stop it.
I'm sorry.
Get your lips away from there.
Are you going to go down those foreboding steps?
I think we should. They sound great.
Of course you do, Barry. You're the same one that said, why not get a timeshare in Boca Raton? And now look at us.
Timeshare? Is that a shot at me?
Don't ever say anything regarding time. It'll insult the clock.
All right, fine. Can't get that look off his face.
Face!
That was the joke I was making for the...
Don't poke the clock.
All right, fine. Listen, Grandfather Clock.
Yeah?
I'm going down. I'm going into the passage.
Barry, I'm coming.
If you need me, just call my name.
What's your name?
Grandpa.
Okay.
Wait, Barry, do wait up. Barry.
I can't stop. It's very steep.
Barry, I know. Barry, wait. Barry, I'm slipping.
What?
The walls are slippery, Barry.
I know. They're gooey. Honey, no! Honey!
I chipped a nail, Bear. I have chipped one.
Ow!
I didn't want to come down here. I didn't want to.
But you're here now, aren't you?
Admiral!
Electricity boiling. It's a laboratory.
Welcome to the laboratory.
Hi, Muto.
Great to see you, Moo-Moo.
Good to see you, Muto.
Hello, Admiral. Hello, guests. Could I get anyone anything?
You could get me a couple of transformed fruits.
Admiral, can I just stop you right there for 2 seconds?
I suppose.
Bear and I were talking to Grandpappy up in the room, and we thought maybe it'd be nice to have a little bit of a trip out on the ocean. We've just gotten here, obviously, sea wrecked. The shower wasn't working. I tried. There weren't any new soaps, which I've left up to you, but I've left a note on Muto's door also. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Muto, just wanted to make sure you're aware of it. Also, Keith was a little snippy. I don't know if there's a comment box for something like that, or if I could probably just go and talk to a manager. Are you the manager? I don't want to, press on the owner at this point. Also, dinner, sixes or sevens.
Complaints can be filed via Muto. He reports to me.
But oh. Ask McKeith, I mean, you know, he's a teenage guy, you know, 16, 17, hormones are raging. As for the ocean trip, you should ease your bodies into that vat of bubbling purple liquid.
Honey, it must be some sort of spa.
Barry, if you go in there, so help me God.
I've already gotten in.
Barry!
It's delightful, it feels so good.
You're transformed fruit, Admiral.
Ah, yes, Muto. Dunk him in. Soak him thoroughly.
What's happened?
Barry.
I'm just going to push you into it.
He can't step
on my foot. Up.
And he will soon rise as another star member of my menagerie of freaks. Oh, yeah!
Barry.
Oh.
Look at this one, Admiral.
Barry, what happened to you?
I'm strong now in purple.
Barry, you're hideous. More so than before. Barry.
Oh!
I said don't get in the vat, Barry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, look at him, Admiral. An heirloom carrot man. Grown to gargantuan proportions.
Yes. Years of being taunted for my name, which is a vegetable which not that many people like, have really, really set me off in a direction of wild vengeance to all. Suck it, buddy.
Oh, even with all this power coursing through my veins, I still can't stand up to my wife.
Hey, Keith, get in here. I made an heirloom carrot man.
Oh.
That'll be all, Keith.
Okay.
By the way, I heard you were a real dick back there.
Oh, is it a formal complaint? Because they tipped me $7, which is in between okay and great service.
That's a Muto issue. Chain of command here, Keith.
Okay, I just feel like maybe it was miscommunicated.
Chain of command.
Hold on! Everyone stop!
Oh, her.
Listen to me, Admiral. I don't...
Oh! I didn't say anything!
It's the way you were saying it with your eyes, Barry. Now, listen. I don't know what kind of tomfoolery you're playing at here, but I want my husband back in the regular shape he was. And the regular color.
Oh, her uppity attitude is just the kind of thing that built a lot of sexual tension for this rugged, pulverized foot, that kind of guy.
Honey, if you want to be with Muto, I understand. I'm just now a giant heirloom carrot man.
Oh, Barry, of course I don't want to be with Muto. I don't want to be with anyone but you, dog.
I'm sure you don't, princess.
Muto, you? Please, you're embarrassing yourself. Listen to me, Barry, darling. I know I'm harsh sometimes, and I tell you what you should think and do and wear and say and look about and listen to and what kind of strudel you like, and what kind of podcast you probably want, and what kind of time you should be spending with your parents.
Did someone say time?
Oh, brother, grandpaps, give it 2 seconds.
I heard that you... Two what?
2 seconds, yeah, another one. Chalk it up.
All right, I'm chalking. What?
All right. Barry, I love you. I've always loved you. That's why I married you. I don't want to be with you like a giant purple carrot heirloom man. I want to be with my Barry. Sweet, roly-poly, and always making mistakes.
Look, an act of true love. I can feel my form coming back. Form.
Yeah.
I'm turning back to a
My wooden woman. Exterior is melting and turning into supple, dark, ebony skin.
To a man. My feet growing back to full foot form.
My face is still a clock, though.
My voice is the same.
Oh no, my menagerie of freaks is transforming back to almost their humankind.
And Admiral Zucchini, he's turning back into a zucchini, his original form.
No! No!
Look at him go!
Oh my
no!
God!
No!
Shrinking down.
Now he's just a regular zucchini with an Admiral's hat.
It's adorable.
It's a very cute zucchini at this point. I'm not one to boast, but I've always been known for my zucchini omelets.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. That'd be a good breakfast.
No, I still care for the Admiral. I will keep him with me.
All right,
it's a chain of a command thing.
All right.
This is a Muto issue.
Muto, is there a way off this horrible island?
There's a boat in the back.
Great, thank you.
This whole time, a boat in the back.
It's a paddle boat.
All right, Bear.
Oh, that might be me.
Bear, you've had a phone the entire time?
Just a second. Hello? Yep, he's right here. Keith?
Oh, for God.
Hello?
Keith, it's Dad.
Where are you, Dad?
Dad, you went missing 14 years ago, and we've looked everywhere for you. But suddenly,
how did Keith's dad get my number?
I don't know. How did you have a phone the whole time?
Suddenly, I was texted by this guy named Barry, and it said he...
Well...
Are you okay?
I am now, Dad. I'll see you in however long it takes to row from this island back to America.
This island? This island? Oh, we'll have a lot of catching up to do, Keith.
Well, I look forward to catching up.
All right, Keith, roaming charges, please.
The island wanted you found, Keith.
Feels good to be wanted. I'll just say that.
And so a happy ending for all.
Yeah, still got a clock face.
Oh, brother, Grandpa.
Well, I happen to know that back on land I don't have a real grandpa.
What's that?
Back on the island, I don't have a real grandpa,
hey,
so...
I don't have a real grandson, either.
What do you say, take a kick at this old thing called life together?
Imagine the adventures we'd have. A reanimated ghost boy and a grandfather half-block man.
And a regular dad.
Honey, I know our honeymoon didn't work out right, but... This might be just the carrot in me talking, but let's get home and put down some roots.
Terrible pun, Bear.
You love it.
I do.
Looks like it's just you and me, Zucchini.
Chris Johnson, Charles Affairs, Kyle Daly, everybody. Chris New on the keys.
The big one.
The Island of Admiral Zucchini, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nug Nargang, with special guests the Bad Dog Theater repertory players, Kyle Dooley, Liz Johnston, and Sean Tabaris. Recorded live at Comedy Bar, June 4th, 2014. Today's show is brought to you by the Bad Dog Theater Company. For over 30 years, the award-winning Bad Dog Theater Company has specialized in the art of unscripted comedy. For news, showtimes, or information on how you can take classes, go to baddogtheater.com. Illusionoid is part of the Pod Almighty Podcast Network. Go to podalmighty.com and take a listen to all the shows on the network, such as Josh Holliday's The Circus Has Come to Town, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or The Sean Pod with friend of the show, Sean Cullen. You can find all these and more on the Pod Almighty Network. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid Podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Now you're a spider in my parlor.
Whoa.
Welcome to Spider Parlor.
Classic.
Yep, there it is. What a great hidden track that will be.
Hey, can you throw in some keys?
That's right, Spider Parlor. Join us next week. When more people enter the Spider Parlor, will they get out? No.
This just in, several more people are dead after Spider Parlor explodes.
Oh no.
Front Street with debris and what we could only assume are spiders.
Ah! Ah!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.